Hi, it's LaTanya Raquel. I just want to share with you a little of the LaTanya Raquel experience. First, let me give you a little backstory. I am the mother of three and a yaya to two grandsons, one aged 4 and the other almost a year old. The 4-year-old, Max, is very sensitive. He's a very sensitive soul. He doesn't like loud noises. He doesn't like bugs. He loves to help with everything and always wants to be outside no matter the time of day. He's become a comedian as of late, where he says different things to you and at the end, he'll say, "Just kidding." He loves to dance. We often have a dance party, as he likes to call it. He likes to talk to Alexa and ask her to play dance party. He really gets a kick out of that. He loves ice cream and chocolate milk. And he must have a straw so that he can blow bubbles. Yes, bubbles. I'm quite sure you remember doing that as a kid. Now, Trent, the almost 1-year-old, on the other hand, he's been singing since he was about 4 months old, and his loud, opera, high-pitched tones. He was the fastest crawling baby I had ever seen. He's been walking since he was 9 months old. He will look at you and either break out into a dance move or run. We put safety locks on the cabinets and he figured out how to get them off. He'd rather play with pots and pans, a box, measuring spoons, empty water bottles, than all the pricey educational toys that we have at the house. He can roll a race car just as fast as Max, the 4-year-old. And hold a conversation with you in his native language, baby talk. Sometimes I feel like we are really having a conversation because he gives you all of this emotion and body language as he's saying what he's saying, like he's really getting his point across. It's fun to watch. That's just a little bit about the two joys of my life. So let me get to the story. So on one particular day, Yaya was on Yaya duty. We were chilling and having fun in Yaya's den. And Trent, the 11-month-old, the adventurous one, found a new skill. Or should I say, improved upon a skill he had already acquired. He could now climb from the floor to the top of my bed. Mind you, I have a Queen Anne style bed and it sits about 3 to 4 feet off the floor. And I even need a step stool to get into bed. Trent would usually come around to the side of the bed and with those big bright eyes looking up at you. He just makes you want to reach down and pick him up. But on this particular day, he had figured out how to climb from the bottom of the bed up onto the ottoman, or from the floor to the bottom of the bed by coming up on the ottoman and proceeding to climb up on the bed. So much to my surprise, these big bright eyes were peering at me over the foot rail of the bed. This turned into a game of climb and conquer. The 4-year-old Max was just sitting back watching and trying to figure out how he could help and get in on the fun. It started to feel like we were at the playground on the long slide. Yaya wasn't prepared for this adventure. She was still in shock that this little baby Bam Bam could climb up onto the bed. As I said earlier, I practically need a step stool to get in bed myself. The fun and game was turning out to be a little more than Yaya could handle. So here is where it gets a little more interesting. Max says, "Yaya, why are you so angry?" So I said, "Max, I'm not angry. I'm just a little frustrated." Max says, "Yaya, you need to count to four and then breathe." Looking a little perplexed, I said, "Count to four and then breathe? Where did you learn that?" Max then says, "Try it." So we counted to four and took a deep breath. Max then says, "Now, how do you feel?" I said, "Max, I think I need to count to 10. So Max says, "Let's count to 10. So together we counted to 10, and I took a deep breath, and again Max said, "How do you feel?" I said, "A little better." Max said, "Good. Yaya, you don't have to be frustrated." I was about floored that my four-year-old had just taught me a coping technique. This was just proof to me that one can learn from everyone, no matter the age, and to be mindful of the things I do and say. Kids are like sponges. They absorb what you put out. So always show them love and be considerate of their feelings and emotions, for they are little versions of you. So if you are feeling a little frustrated, angry, or out of sorts, take Max's advice. Count and take a deep breath. Take care. Talk to you soon.